Ladies and gentlemen, the people you thought you never would have fucking thought you'd ever see again on a YouTube channel or be able to hear through Spotify or however you are listening through this podcast, but it is the one, the only, the motherfucking boneheads back at this shit again, fucking it up, being all scuffed as usual, because how are we gonna get through this except being scuffed? We gotta be scuffed.
The only way we're gonna get through this is massive amounts of Adderall and undisclosed drugs.
Yes, because that is the recipe for success.
The criteria. Hey, listen.
You just gotta pop drugs and or smoke, dude. Like, dude, Steve Jobs was like
Dude,
able
I
to
think
do
Lil
shit for
Xan
Apple with smoking weed, so.
But here's the thing. Steve Jobs also had like another wife or like another woman who he had three
Yeah.
kids with. And there was like what? No, there was a fucking thing where it's like he was such a scumbag. It was like I heard about this yesterday. I was like, "No way, right?" He's like, "Oh, those can't be my kids. Like she
Huh?
slept with a third of the population, so
Yo,
the
what?
kids are a third of the population." It's just like, "Dude, how the fuck? How the fuck
How
did
are
that
you gonna
turtleneck wearing bastard just pull that shit?"
Bro, like, how can he call his bitch the fucking Genghis Khan of women, bro? Like,
Dude, serious, that's crazy.
what do you mean
That's
that's
crazy.
crazy? A third of the population, bro? They're having bloodlines directed back to her, dog. The fuck?
Don't know, I got a weird bloodline, so I can't really talk.
Understood. I have a weird family tree too, to be
Wait, we didn't
honest.
even. Well, we pop. Dude, we have such bad ADHD.
We do. What did we forget?
Fuck. So, I'm gonna reroute it back for you people listening. Love you to death. So we're boneheads. It's been. I okay. I will admit, the last episode we posted said Boneheads makes a comeback. We came back after like a month. It's been. What, 8 months?
It's been months.
It's been a year. We are now a year older each, and we're back.
We're here. 23, gonna be 24 in a month. We out here.
20, gonna be 21.
Dude, legally.
Fuck.
Bro's about to be able to legally drink, bro. Bro, to be honest
Over
though,
in the
whenever you turn
bars.
21, we gotta like turn up, like at a point. Like you, like I go to
Oh,
you
dude.
come to me. Like we figure out, or we meet in the middle. Either way, we gotta
Here,
get fucked together.
here's the deal.
Not
Here's
like
the
fucked in
deal.
the ass or fucked like,
No, not like that.
no.
Don't put that out. Don't put that out. But like,
What do you mean? Put that out? You're trying.
agenda-wise, it could be. It could still be in there. We
We
could
could schedule that in
squeeze an
later.
hour. We can squeeze an hour in,
So
but
instead of drinking from all day to 7, we'll do it.
we match it to 12:05 a.m. You know, we start strong, start strong. As soon as that hits, we're drinking. You know, we go till I'd say around it's at 11:30, 11:45. Put a good half an hour block in there, just some sensual fucking
Some bromance,
hand-holding for you. For you visual listeners,
we're getting some
sensual
hand,
hand-holding.
some sensual
Some
hand-holding.
hand-holding. And
Yeah,
then after
baby.
that, we go back to drinking, and then we have a 15-minute interval. We might drink water, or we might have another hand-holding session. But who knows?
Who knows? We're
We have a year
going
to
crazy.
schedule.
That's
We have a year
true.
to schedule.
We'll get it figured out.
Figured out. I mean, if anything, you come here. We go to, we hit up Tequila Cowboy on the agenda. Tequila Cowboy beat the
Tequila
living
Cowboy.
shit out of the bouncer because he's a fucking tool and doesn't deserve to breathe.
All right.
I know him. Okay, it's fine.
Hot and heavy.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be our hand-holding session.
Just like her
Dude,
hands all.
don't leak it, bro. What the fuck?
Totally. Bro, I didn't even know I'm
What
leaking
the
shit. I'm
fuck's your
sorry,
problem,
dog.
man?
Speaking of leaks, by the way, if we're able to get into something real quick, our fucking boy that, you know, hey, brother, like, you know, he got leaked that he was an OnlyFans guy 2 years ago, bro. He was getting dick down and showing dick for money. I mean, hey, real quick, put in my input, respect. I respect it. You got to get a bag somehow. You got to hustle. He was hustling addictions and dick. But, dude, it was crazy how he was in. Hey, it's jokes.
It's all fun and games.
It's all fun and games. I wasn't being serious. Probably. I'm kidding.
Well, my brother drinks, not like that, but, though. Maybe. I don't know.
I only know about Sketch from TikTok clips. Yes. I've never watched anything. I've never seen anything. I'll just be high at 1 in the morning and see a clip. I'm like, that's funny.
Well, dude, the YouTube podcast episode with him and Jinxie, it was actually really cool just getting to learn some more stuff about, like, how he actually went to, like, a few different universities. And, like, he was actually, like, doing some stuff, like, in terms of, like, academics. And like stuff like I like to be honest with you with the character that he puts off and like how he like really like puts himself in conversations, you wouldn't expect to hit or like be in college, you know what I mean? Or yeah, if he was, yeah, he was just like by himself.
Or like, I can't go anywhere around like whenever the whole Sketch thing was getting like popular.
Oh yeah.
I couldn't go anywhere in a party without hearing someone say, "What's up, brother?" Like, holy shit. I will shove that finger so far up your nose you tickle your brain.
Bro, instead of digging for gold, you're about to be touching your mind.
Dude, you're going to be I'm going to blow your mind with your finger. let me take you around, baby.
Okay, let me show you around these parts.
I saw like a bunch of, like, I don't use Twitter. Yeah. I don't have a Twitter.
I avidly use it, but beside the point.
Here's the thing. With Twitter, all I have is the login to the Boneheads podcast.
Oh,
Twitter.
Yeah,
please follow, by the way. Yeah, shameless output.
Shameless shout-out right there. Yeah.
Shout-out, but follow. But I was on Twitter, and I was just like, what the fuck is happening? I see the Sketch thing. I'm like, oh, who the fuck cares? And then I saw a bunch of these, like, homophobic ass, like, comments. I'm just like, dude, who the fuck cares? As soon as I saw it, someone got canceled, I'm like, did he touch another fucking kid? Did he doctor disrespect the baby? Like, what the fuck happened?
Everybody was calling it allegations. Like, that was kind of fucked up. I don't know why people didn't try to just put it as leaks. Like, it was leaked that he had an account or was posting on an account.
Either way, it's like, who the fuck cares?
That's very true.
Love who you love. Whoever you want to be. Like,
and that's also 2 years in the past, and we clearly see he's trying to switch avenues and like how he's trying to format himself and like place himself. And he's been able to do that so effortlessly with ease in the ways that he's been able to, like, for me at least, like, I find him to be hilarious as fuck. Like, the hey, brother. Like, that used to be my Discord shit, like, coming to, like, VCs, yeah, just like, hey, brother, and then, next thing you know, bro, he put me on the Leaving the Lot by King Hendrix. Dude, that shit was bumping, bro, like, he's got good taste, low-key.
We will definitely get into a music segment at some point later on in the episode, for sure, but, like, I'm not gonna out myself, I'm a server at a certain chain restaurant, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just know, it's notorious for the rolls. If you know the name, don't say it.
I get what you're saying.
So, I have a server friend who, every time I see him, we work the same day, every time I walk in and he sees me, he's like, what's up, brother? You're getting angry, brother. Is it the steroids, my friend? I'm like, okay, I know I have muscles, but like, it's not steroids. I'm like, fuck off, brother! I'll take you to the back of the shed, brother.
I'll hold you. I'll turn you.
I'll yell at your bitch ass, brother.
Yeah.
Go see the rabbits, brother. Like,
go
fuck
see
off.
The rabbits.
You all read that book in high school or middle school?
Nah, I never read Mice and Men, right?
Oh, I don't fucking remember. I just know he got the one brother killed the other brother with a gun. And you wanted to see rabbits. Yeah, that's all I took from it.
No, I didn't read that.
I don't, dude. I failed English. I don't know what to fucking tell you,
bro. English was kind of like my best subject. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Same here now ish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's I guess just college. I don't know. I haven't. Well, you have to write papers.
Like it's nobody's fucking business.
Oh my god, dude! The amount of fucking papers I had to write this semester. Dude. Holy shit!
I had a 35-page research study.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
It was fucking horrible.
It
was fucking horrible, dude. And like I turned it in, I got like a 96. I'm like, what the fuck did you mark off? Yeah. What the fuck did you think was wrong in that?
They said terrible.
You didn't abbreviate the title.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Because really? In college, you have, like, you can rate your professor.
Yeah, yeah.
That motherfucker got a 1 for me.
Yeah, I don't
abbreviate the intro.
Eat shit and die.
Eat shit, die in a hole. Let's talk later.
God, I hope you swallow a squeaky toy and you can only breathe, like, the rest of your life.
Bro, sounded like fucking
squeaky
Wheezy.
Toy story.
Yeah.
Yo, is this Squeaky or Wheezy? I don't remember.
Well, Squeaky might be that, the fucking penguin. Like, whenever he moves, he has it. And then, what is
Wheezy's
it?
Wheezy's the one I think we're both thinking of.
Yeah, Wheezy, yeah.
Wheezy, yeah, baby.
Jesus, fuck. But, I guess... I guess we'll move into where we've been.
Yeah.
So... I know it's been a long 8-ish, 9-ish or so months since we, you know, started this project in our last episode, which I will say thank you to all the people that recognized me that I didn't know them. I'm like, holy shit, why am I out in public and someone's like, hey, no way, you're Connor from Bonehead's podcast. I'm like, yeah, why are you listening?
Yeah, like,
why do you care so much?
Why?
And they told me like they had like a small cult following, and I'm like, why?
That was
all because
crazy,
you heard me talk in a fucking store?
Bro, yeah,
like dude, what?
You were walking around through fucking Kroger, and next thing you know, you heard me.
Oh, we don't got Kroger.
You don't have Kroger?
We got Giant Eagle. We got the fucking Dirty Bird, bro. We got Giant Eagle.
We got Giant Eagle.
I was in a fucking Staples, dude.
You were in Staples, bro?
Dude, I was in Staples. I had to go get printer paper and ink.
Yeah,
and I would imagine because so. Printing. In college is awful because it's 8 cents a page and 35 pages that my research. Yeah,
dude,
that's how it happened.
That was eating that shit up, bro.
Dude, it was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Just fucking kill me. Yeah. That was a nightmare.
But straight from the topic though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was wanting to also just say my appreciation as well too. Just everybody that's been like tuning in and also just like having their little bits of just like words that they wanted to share like with like Connor or just in general, just a little bit of like words just in general just being shared. It's just really cool knowing that people just embrace the idea of like what we're doing and like what we have to say, even though we're, you know, we're fucking dumbasses. We're literally boneheads just going about this shit, just, you know,
this is just, why you listen.
Yeah, like we're just two friends like chopping it up talking, and next thing you know we're trying to include everybody and, you know, just make a great time. And I appreciate everybody that's doing their little part and just wanted to come out and listen. It's just really cool. That's
I do appreciate, you know, do I name drop here? No.
If you want a name drop, I guess.
I feel like it's rude.
I guess.
Well, it might not be rude. It starts with a J. But J, she was really cool about it. Mm. And she came up to me and she was like, hey.
I get what you're saying about that.
She's like, hey, you're... Yeah. She's like, hey, like, you're Connor from Bonehead's podcast. I'm like, yeah, how did you know? She's like, oh, I can just hear you talking. I'm like, do I just sound that weird? She's like, no, but when you're driving and you hear someone's voice in your car for 11 episodes, you kind of get clicks. I'm like, oh.
That's crazy.
You listened to us for that long?
Yeah, like you had no, and bro, you had no idea, right? Like, this
I had no idea. Plant. I had no fucking idea what was happening. I'm like, I feel like I was just like, I got raided.
I got raided, dude.
I was just sort of, I'm like, oh, as I'm holding a stack of paper and some fucking printer ink, I'm like, huh?
Like, I appreciate what do you want me to like, do? You're literally
like,
just...
I'm like, do you want like a picture? Do you want to say hi? Like, yeah. What do you want? And she did get a picture with me, which was really weird.
That's cool.
It was the first time. I was like, by the way, if that picture ever surfaces, which I know it's going to. Do not mind the stain on my shirt. That's oil, okay?
What kind of color, Connor?
Don't put me on the spot. It was oil for my car. I have an 03 Honda CR-V, dude. It's a fucking shit show of a car. I walk out, I walk out on the daily and be like, oh, my tire's flat. Gotta speed over to a sheets and fucking fill it up for the day. Because I don't have my spare has a hole in it, too. I'm like, I don't want to pay for a tire yet.
Yeah, they do but be like, expensive.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Especially like, for a whole set. But you're saying?
Fuck the sets. Stupid as shit. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, it was really eye-opening. And I went to go, you know, visit two very close friends of mine from high school. And they're like, name starts with an N. He was like, yeah, I mean, like, I've overheard people talking about your podcast. I'm like, what? Like, this is, it's incredible that word of mouth spreads like that.
Yeah.
And especially with the way, the way Spotify, I learned the way Spotify sees our podcast is that it's in direct, like, order with all the YouTubers and Twitch streamers that have made podcasts. We're on that same list with them.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, if they listen to an episode of someone, then they sometimes get cycled to ours.
Oh,
and that's how they, you know,
is it kind of like whenever you're watching us on Hulu, it shows like the different other shows that you might be interested in, and like it kind of goes into that if you're not really paying attention or like whatever.
Yeah, and it's that's how we got some of our audience over there, because I know Pittsburgh, there's a good handful of people. And I was looking at our analytics today while I was setting everything up, and I looked, I'm like, wow, we have a really big following in Canada, Germany, and Japan, which is really weird.
Yeah, just based on like us being English speaking, except for Canada with it being in North America, of course. But it could also be like the like different areas that are more French speaking. Like you wouldn't expect like them to be following like a podcast like ours. Which again, I appreciate obviously. It's just really like we kind of like went out into like making the podcast thinking about like how this would happen, but. It's one thing thinking, conceptualizing is different than actualizing it. Like, seeing it, like, in person, like, or, like in translation, like, to in person is very fucking sick. Like, it
was really cool.
Yeah, it's just, like, I was gonna be saying before, it's a very surreal feeling, because it's something that you wouldn't expect, because it's just, like, connecting with people in a way. Just, like, just because you guys feel like, yo, we're here.
It's really cool to see that, you know, one word of mouth is one thing, but I was when I was scrolling through TikTok, I saw like our audio from the only TikTok we posted about. What was it? Planet Fitness. It was about me and Planet Fitness.
Oh, like breaking the fucking
Brian Shaw me. Like it was that
Brian Shaw me.
I like someone used our audio, and I'm like, oh, it got like a bunch of videos attached. Not saying like it wasn't like a big amount.
No, for sure.
But it was an amount nonetheless. But unfortunately, this was in I think February mm-hmm. when I noticed this. The post got taken down.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
But I've that's tough as fuck.
Had posts on my own personal TikTok get taken down. But I will, you know, do my part, and I'll put some stuff on TikTok for you fucking rats. I'll put some shit on Twitter, or X, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
I say Twitter. I don't call it X. It's Twitter.
It's Twitter. It's
Jack Dorsey made it. You know, like it's Twitter.
It's Twitter, and I'll also be taking my part, and so will Caden in the Patreon. That is also something that we have now.
Yeah.
You can directly support us, and we have two tiers now, and I think you listeners would appreciate this. So there is a section in our membership tiers. We can be, you know, a ghoul. It's $3 a month. It's the cheapest Patreon would let me go. I was like, oh, I'll just do like 99 cents. That's fucking reasonable. That's how much you pay for like an app on the App Store.
Yeah.
No, they minimized it to 3. That's like the lowest you can go. I'm like, oh, that's fucking stupid. But like, that's where you'll be able to see all of our like our posts and stuff, and you'll get, you know, it's like secret footage and shit from our podcast that got cut out previously.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we have one that's $5. It's called the Bonehead tier. And you'll be in a private Discord. You'll be able to interact with us, have the ability to see unseen footage and forgotten footage from our podcast that got deleted before, personal life videos from me, and if Caden also wants to be involved, because it's
just kind of like vlogging and just saying like, I get what you're saying.
Funny moments as well. General support towards us. Early releases on episodes. A personalized Discord role. And I also said in the description, basically everything a frat or sorority can provide except the drinking we wish. So you guys will enjoy that if Indeed. You want to take a part in it.
For sure. I would definitely love to get more involved with our community and try to like get something to like going if we're able to.
Oh yeah. And as far as interacting with us go, I'm so open. Like, you could get my fucking Instagram, and you'll like you can DM me a funny video, and I'll be like, "That's good." Like, I could care less. And that's happened before. That's happened before. Cause, I got sent. I think I have it saved on my phone. It was on Instagram. I think at some point right I like commented that I had an Instagram, and I said the name of it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And I got sent. I won't say the name of them. Starts with an E. You know who you are. You sent me a video of... It's just a shit post. It just says drone strike above it. And it's a dog that turns into a stuffed animal and just gets shot back into a wall really fast. I just didn't know what to say. And I'm like, that's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
And I had it saved and screenshotted.
Bro.
Which I do. I did appreciate that a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
E, you're fucking awesome. But yeah, I mean. I have some ideas as well going forward with, you know, Boneheads and everything. And I will say, I haven't even brought this to Caden up yet. He doesn't even know about this. This could be fucking funny.
Oh, here we go.
He looks so scared.
I'm kind of intrigued.
Audio listeners, love you to death. He's shitting his pants right now. So I had this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Where we can bring some of our friends and, you know, some listeners as well. We'll schedule it. We will record this as well. I don't care if Kate says, no, we won't do that. No, we're going to fucking record it.
Okay.
Discord karaoke.
Dude. Oh my god.
Only because I know Kane's gonna pull out little Mamu and be like, "Ooh, damn,
bro." Just talking about like the fucking red, blue, purple fucking line,
dude.
Nah, that would be an
imaginary technique with an imaginary technique. Make imaginary technique.
Yo, speaking of which, next year, dude.
I know. But me and my sister were both in on this shit. Like, we don't want to read the manga, but like, damn, this shit get too good.
Dude, the fucking Shibuya arc is actually crazy. It makes you realize that it's Lobotomy Kaisen, but you know, at the same time, it's fucking. It's great. Like, it's a great show. Good. Jujutsu Kaisen is such a great series because it tests and play with your emotions to different levels. Like, it gets very serious, but very playful and very jokey, funny.
More than
very
Kill fast. La Kill, dude?
I don't know about Kill La Kill, but at the same time, the show Kill La Kill, I've heard, there's another show that is fairly similar to Jujutsu Kaisen in the way about like their cast like getting all like killed off. Like anytime you mention about a certain character, like they're getting fucking picked off from the creator.
That could be so many now.
Yeah. But Jujutsu Kaisen is indefinitely the anime that solidified my love for anime, but Naruto is like my favorite anime probably all time that I've watched. Dude, Naruto, the original series, Shippuden is really great and it's really good in a lot of different ways, but personally, I like the original series a little bit more than Shippuden on the basis and fact of how it is very more primitive in like their like abilities and their fighting. Like they're learning everything, they're honing everything, like they're like figuring out what to do and like understanding the whole world of just like being in like the Hidden Leaf Village, and then next thing you know they're going through tuning exams and then interacting with so many different people that are leading them to like what's going to eventually happen to lead into Shippuden and everything. And yeah, it's just a really great series just because they like do it very well, like with family stuff, and like I'm very family oriented and and like Naruto is just like a character that I relate with like a lot. But you're saying, or you would like to say,
my sister watches more anime than me now.
That's crazy.
And her boyfriend put her on. I will say though, I haven't since JJK season 2 ended. I haven't watched anything else. It has been just JJK. I don't know anything of the new. I don't know anything else. Yes, I'll rewatch like old episodes of Dragon Ball Z. Fuck Z Kai. I'll watch all of the old fucking Dragon Ball Z episodes. But like, dude, I'll go on like Instagram and I'll see like, oh, there's a trailer for something, and you will not believe how fast I scroll past it because I do not care.
Damn. I mean,
it's just like, dude, how many times are we gonna get a fucking isekai where it's just like, I got sent to another world that all I had was like a fucking Glock 19 and a couple bottles of water? Like, what the fuck do you want?
Oh my god.
What the fuck do you want?
Bro. But to what we were talking about before, that's big oofs. The idea and the talk that we were going to have about our reasons why that we were like away from doing the podcast was between both of us, we had different things happen in terms of life just kind of hitting us a little bit hard. And then a lot of different factors just had happened where we were just, it's not that we didn't want to do the podcast, it's just that there was a lot of things that were it was just inhibiting us from doing the podcast.
And like, I'll put in from my perspective, I'm a college student, I'm also working, I also have other priorities, I also have my family, I also have my physical and mental health to worry about as well. And like, during, you know, those earlier months in the year, I was constantly working, constantly in classes, taking tests, writing papers, doing all this kind of shit 24/7. I wasn't even drinking. I wasn't having the college experience. Like, I was just like, damn, dude. Wake up, go to class, go to work, fucking do homework, write papers, sleep. Wake up 6 a.m. the next day, do the same shit over and over again. I'm like, damn, yeah. Dude. Fucking blows. And so we couldn't really, you know, attack, you know, filming an episode and scheduling it as well. And life got so busy that in the time of making the episode before this, you know, back in September, like after that came out, maybe a week after that, we didn't talk. Like, me and Caden, life just kind of happened, and we had to do what we had to do, and we had to think what was best. And we just kind of, you know, went and did our own thing for a while.
Indeed.
And, you know, I shot Caden a text. I'm like, hey, listen, dude, people are talking about us. People, you're recognizing us and shit. And let's take this chance to, you know, use you guys for our personal benefit and build on the reputation you guys give us. That's why we're back. Your money. We want your soul. We want you to fucking rot in hell, but we want to be the ones sending you there. I love you.
I love you.
All jokes aside, I love you all.
Yeah.
Want, at some point, of a listener from Belgium, because we have a good bit in Germany, specifically in Belgium, because we can see that shit.
Text me. I like how you went from Belgium to Germany like they're the same thing. Yeah, let's just group them together. You know, Europe. It just works.
Tell me what happened there. Tell me what happened in Belgium. Bitch shit on, bitch.
Leave me alone.
I'm gonna cut that.
That?
Yeah, you can't say
that. Yo, dolphin noises? Wait.
Yo, do we have... Is that gonna be our censor zone? Can that please be our censor zone?
Or we can have it be like the crash. The, like, why a car crash?
That's just funny. I think it's funny. But we might have to cut that.
Understood. I'm sorry. That's gonna be on Patreon over there.
That's gonna be on Patreon, guys. You can't hear anything.
For $3.
We just said, if you heard the car crashes and dolphin noises, that wasn't us. I swear to God.
That wasn't us. You're watching SpongeBob.
Fucking shit.
Bro, so speaking of SpongeBob, I'm gonna mention my side a little bit too.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Actually, before I mention about stuff with SpongeBob, but in general, what's been happening with me recently? Okay, fucking mewing. All right, relax.
Go ahead. No, dude, you can talk. No, go ahead.
Okay, but just been going through like a lot of different stuff with life. Like Connor was saying, with just like his schedule and what was going on. There was just a lot of burnout and just like a lot of different things to where I was just being not in the right headspace or in the right mind to where, or even just like physically feeling like I wanted to, just because of like working like 8 to 10 hour shifts, like, and I would be working 5 days a week, 10 hour shifts, and it's like physical labor because at times I'm having to dump or like move around like 15,000 pounds of like different like materials, whether that be like sugars, liquids, drying agents that, if not handled properly with me, like if I don't have the right protection or just not in the right state of mind, I could easily injure myself very easily, or even actually give myself death. Deal my own hand.
Sidebar. You have a bare fist suit?
Yep, bare fist.
Fucking,
Yeah, Caden's the guy who gives me my red 40 and my microplastics.
I supplied Connor's early college experience with.
No, you could say high school too. Relax. I was an addict back then. I was an addict back then as well.
I was. I'm gonna admit it.
It's like the fucking Zach Baggins thing. It's like one episode of Ghost Adventures. He's sitting in a corner and he's like, look at me, Ghost. I'm cutting my wrist just like you. And then a year later, they go back to the location. He's like, I'll admit I was a little out of line.
Bro. Okay. But right, yeah, continue. Like, I was making Bud Light seltzers, or I make Bud Light seltzers or help create them, as well as between, like, Four Locos. Like, if you're just into really, like, a lot of things, alcohol, you know, you're welcome. Pre-games, yours truly, you're welcome. But, so I was doing that, and through that, I've also been getting into, like, various different, like, games, too, that would definitely capture my attention a lot of the time, especially since after work, I would just want to chill out and, like, talk with friends. Like, it's not that I wouldn't want to try to, like, be here and, like, try to, like, get it recorded or anything. It's just that I know that with having a camera on myself, sometimes you gotta, like, perform a little bit to where, like, you're not able to fully show the, like, real emotion you want to try to give out, or, like, you gotta, like, try to play up a certain thing just so that, like, people would actually be able to want to, like, be there and, like, actually keep, like, viewage just, like, there in general. That's why, if you saw the Red Bull in my hand, that's why caffeine is literally my favorite God, thing in caffeine. The world. I get off of work, I fucking just chug a Red Bull or chug a coffee. Not chug, actually, because, you know, acid reflux, I'm not trying to die. I would
get
be...
your bitch ass on the keg and chug. Shut the fuck up.
I would be having these as I do, and then just trying to stay up and just be able to, like, help just keep myself awake, literally. But
is such a goated thing, bro. Oh my God.
I'm happy it's legalized. Like, we
dude, I'm so happy they legalized caffeine, dude. What would I do without it? Caffeine legislature of 97, man. Thank fucking God. Joseph Caffeine pulled through, for real. Fuck the Senate.
And just to mention as well, too, I'm also going to be possibly in a different living situation as well, too. So that's also been something in speculation and, like, kind of speculation. Yeah, so it's just a lot of different, like, inhibiting factors to why, like, we weren't able to, like, try to make episode or just in general try to pursue just Boneheads the way that we would want to, is because we want to try to give ourselves or try to give the best of ourselves to you guys so that we can help you guys in different moods to where you would just want to put on a podcast and be like, okay, these guys are cool. They understand.
Yeah, like you guys can literally just text us.
Yeah, that's what the different Discord or, like, our different social medias are for, is the different, like, little bit of, like, AMAs that we would probably have on there, or just like little interactions. Like, if you guys are wanting or seeming like that you would need to have a little bit of, like, an interaction to help you guys out, we wouldn't mind trying to help you guys out. If it becomes overbearing, of course, we're going to have to, you know, figure it out.
We're going to be like, hey, listen, I don't care that you broke your elbow. Like, bud, you got to back the fuck up. Like,
I'm going to say
and, like,
it.
That's another thing. I don't care you broke your elbow. What can you fucking do about it? Fucking bitch. It's like I kiss him on the cheek. Bitch. That's another thing, is with all of the social media that involves Boneheads and involves us, you know, that's always a possibility where you can just reach out, text us, say what you want to say. You want to talk about something personal, make sure you're comfortable with it, but, like, just know it's out of our control. We can make you laugh and smile and chuckle and giggle, but, like, that's about it.
Yeah.
I can both fucking laugh, but like, I'm not your therapist.
I
even though I'm like everyone else's therapist.
Yeah, basically, like
I will be a therapist though.
I can be a therapist at times, and I could be a philosopher in the way that I be having or philosophical mind. I should rather
my
say.
Philosopher just say I be having, bro. Like
yeah, bro.
Insane.
There's
my
a
philosopher
guy that
just talking
just
about
joking.
Dude, I didn't know that was a like. Okay, so
you said
a sidebar. Yeah, dude, insane sidebar. So I didn't understand, like, as us when we were kids, we would like reference Vine and like it's like road work ahead. I sure hope so.
Dude,
like that's the thing is that we like know about Vines and I still reference Vine every day at least, dude. Mm. And with like the younger kids now. The fact that I'm saying younger kids hurts me inside.
Yeah.
But the younger generation, it's like, it's insane. Because I'm just gonna say it once.
It's a cesspool.
Fucking stupid. I walked into a family reunion towards somewhere in fucking like early July. Not early July. No, late August. Late fucking June. I can't get months down.
Late
numbers are hard. Words
June.
Are hard. You know? It's difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, Connor is currently muted because he's getting. That is currently why
that was interesting.
You're hearing him just go from
hold
conversation
on.
To mute.
Yeah, my dog just walked in the room, stared at me, and turned around.
Bro said,
but,
"What
are
you doing?"
But like that's the thing, because with Vine, it's so different. But with it now, I walked in the family reunion late June, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my sister, we're walking up, and our little cousin, he's like 13, 12 or so. I shit you not. Like, I'm not joking at all. Hi, Cooper. My dog's here, by the way. But, oh,
let's
Murphy
go, Cooper!
But, we're walking up, and then, oh, he just took, okay, never mind. I'm walking up, Molly's behind me, and we're about to go up the stairs into the house.
Mm-hmm.
This little shit looks at me, he's like, yo, Skippy Riz, Phantom Tax, what's up, Connor?
Yo,
I'm like, no,
no,
you fucking
no,
did,
dude. Skippy
no,
Riz,
bro,
Phantom
please.
Tax, what's up, Connor?
Dude,
like, I can't
be fucking real.
Skibbity Riz.
He's like, are you saying, well, like, dude, what the fuck are you talking
no
about?
No way. I saw a fucking video of, like, dude, have you seen, like...
The little shit. I would punt him so far.
Like... Bro, you know what we need more of, to be honest? I would love
bullying?
To hear the... No, I mean, probably. I don't know, but... but, beside the point, Urban Dictionary Bible... That's what we need,
dude.
Like, or millennial or like Gen Z Bible. Like, have you seen videos of that shit, dude?
Yeah.
Dude.
It'll pop up and be like, dude, what the fuck am I reading?
That shit is fucking hilarious. I remember there was like a priest talking about it and just talk, dude. It was hilarious.
And like, I remember being like in middle school with Peter. And like, search your name up in Urban Dictionary, see what comes up. And like, if you had the name where it's like you have the biggest dick, you'd be like, yo, let's fucking go,
let's fucking go. I think I'm a guy that actually satisfies women really well. I think that's literally what mine
buddy.
Was. Yeah, look it up. Look up.
Caden, trust
bro.
Me, I'm doing it right the fuck now.
Yeah.
Hold on.
A few nights ago, my neighbors could contest.
Caden is a freaking waterbender and can kill you with goddamn water bottle. What?
What?
Okay.
You
this one's by Mom Chan. Okay.
Mom Chan?
I don't know. It's February 10th, 2019. A very sweet guy. He's always there when you need a helping hand. He's also extremely attractive. Caden's really funny. When he blah, 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 blah. His taste in music is pretty good, too. He's a really cool dude and isn't friendly. Yeah. Nothing about pleasing women, Caden. The fuck are you on?
Well, hey, you can please women by being a good guy, bro. Relax.
Yeah, show him a Spotify playlist. Like, oh my god, fuck.
Are you really?
Oh wow, the first thing I look up when I look up my name, dude, is someone who is very worried about all of the sexual definitions on Urban Dictionary, but is always a good laugh reading the definitions.
Yeah, dude.
Get the Connor mug. It's an RK8. Oh, that's just from the game.
Oh.
I didn't know there was a character in a video game named Connor who's a robot.
I just show you my victory dance, but I could show you another time for free.
What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, that's Smiling Friends.
Yeah.
Oh!
Glimbly,
I'm spraying
dude.
This homeless man with dirty brown water.
I just wanted my cheese.
Dude, no, fucking Frankie, dude. We'll be we'll be in a Discord call playing Elden Ring. Mm-hmm. And he'll be in his own game, I'll be in mine. And I'll just be like, hey, Frankie, did you beat the boss? And did you beat Malekith or something?
Yeah.
And then, scene where it's the boss, it's boss, the boss man, whatever his name is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then his son, Jason, breastfeeding him. And it's he Frankie does it perfectly. He's like,
yeah. Yeah.
it's really uncomfortable. It's just dude, fucking ew. It's like, what bro. The fuck? He did it on the 4th of July, too. I was just like, what is happening?
Bro,
I remember I walk. I got out of work, 4th of July.
Yeah.
I drive to Pittsburgh. And I'm like, Frankie's like, come here. And I'm like, okay. As soon as I pull into this driveway, by the way, it's in the middle of fucking on the river.
Mm.
And
in a van down by the river.
I live in a van down by the river. I am thrice divorced. Anyway.
Chris Farley legend, R.I.P.
R.I.P. I get out of my car. Before I can properly get out of the driver's seat, Frankie runs up with bottle rockets.
Oh.
Lights them off. And then I hear people screaming and shouting, yeah, 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 yeah. And that was, for sure, 2 minutes. By the way, I'm still not even out of the seat. I'm stunned. And then there's explosions going off all around me. I'm, in the set of fucking 1917, dude. I'm, losing my shit. I'm fucking disoriented. I don't know what's going on. And then Frankie has, I think it's, a pound bag or, 2-liter bag of Twee. The box. Okay, you know what a wine cool a wine bag is?
Oh,
that but Twee, Twisted Tea.
Oh, dude,
that fucker finished it. I'm like,
my god.
That's not that's light work for him too, dude. He would drink 3 cases of Twee in a matter of 24 hours.
What
when
the
he'd come
fuck?
Up to visit, dude. I gotta respect the hustle. Gotta respect the hustle.
Hey,
you can talk to women
when
he's drunk.
Hey. He could talk, dude. Frank could talk to women while he's drunk.
Dude, it's insane.
Dude,
it's insane.
Are you telling me?
I look up to the man. I look up to him.
Give me example right now. I need to hear something about Frank.
Okay, so. We, at a point in time, we shaved all of his hair off on his head.
Oh my god.
And made completely Mr. Clean bald. You can see your reflection.
Oh my god.
And before while we were cutting his hair, we were like, Fred, do make the avatar symbol. But he fucked it up. So, because the hair is supposed to be the arrow, but he cut the arrow. And left the hair around it, so it looked fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And we gets out, and he's like, say my name. We're all like, Eisenberg! And then we go out to a party.
Yeah.
And everyone's he's like, guys, touch my head. And everyone at this party would go up to him, have their hand on his head, like take pictures with him, do all this.
Were they funny doing shit like the him. Fucking like Michael Jordan? Jordan. Michael Jordan.
And like, dude, it was so funny.
Fuck.
And like, me being me, I stayed back. I was just laughing my ass off.
Of course.
And like me at a party, dude, I'm the guy standing in the corner looking up the weather in like Dubai.
You're just bored as fuck.
Dude, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, I'm
like, everyone's on. Everyone's like, oh, talking, drinking and shit. I'm in the corner looking at Kyoto. I'm like, it's pretty humid right now. Like, I'm just scrolling through the weather app. I'll nudge someone, like some random person, and I'll be like, yo, dude, check out the weather and grin.
What the fuck?
People like, no way, dude. And at one point, I got like a crowd of people helping me go through the weather.
That's actually funny.
They're like, look at my hometown, look at my hometown. And this group of people be like, telling me their hometowns. I'm like, oh, let's look at the weather.
And this forecast.
It's fucking raining.
But speaking of July 4th fun times, my buddy Mar, he had drove up from Tennessee. So on the July 5th, because on July 4th I had to leave early, sadly, and because I had work on the 5th. But on the 5th, we were drinking and having like a really fucking great time. And we were making burgers at a moment. By the way, one of the best burgers I ever had from somebody making it on a pan inside ever. Damn. Like, it was good as fuck, bro. Skill. And beside the point on that, we were having the burger. And while we were doing that, this is tying back to SpongeBob. Because we were, talking about whatever. And then I was just doing like a little bit of impressions, and I did Patrick, and I'm like,
"You said it to M for Mitty, dude. I you could do so much better, Patrick. W my Patrick is so much better. Rumble. Like, you just did menacingly."
Yeah, but dude, I was getting more like, bro was laughing hard as fuck. I was doing my meatball impression.
Tell me he burnt a burger. Laughing.
Nah, he didn't beat a burger. He didn't
beat a burger. No, he didn't beat the case.
He didn't burn the burger. But yeah, bro, while he was up here, dude, we were steady hitting blunts. I'm being for real. We were steady hitting them.
Rolling up roaches, brother.
Rolling up backwoods, brother.
Rolling up backwoods. Brother, picking out the tobacco of a cigarette and putting some devil's lettuce in it, brother.
That's my kind of didgeridoo, huh? Yeah.
Fuck. Dude, I saw a skit about this. This is here's the thing. If you're a new listener and you're listening, we cannot stay on a single topic for more than 5 minutes, okay? I saw a skit. I don't know. It might have been a skit. It might have been some comedian. He'd be like, imagine fucking Australian during 9/11. It's like it's like such a serious thing. It'd be like, he's like, oh fuck, there's another one, look out.
Oh fuck, like, there's another one, look out.
Oh fuck, they hit the Pentagon. looks like we're gonna have to jump. Like, I don't know who it was. But it's just like, imagine the fucking an awesome,
bro,
like,
what was
hey,
it
fuck,
like,
they hit the Pentagon.
Was it like stand-up that you're talking about or whatever?
Is it stand-up? Is it stand-up?
Dude, speaking of stand-up, I've been really thinking about like I should try to do open mics or like try to like do that shit. Because I feel like it'd be really fun and low-key really fucking easy, because I could just like come up with like stupid-ass shit on the spot.
I don't know, we should have a battle for a stand-up comedian.
Dude, imagine we do that live whenever we hang out for the first time.
Stand-up.
Discord stand-up?
Now. Bring in random listeners and be like, hey, tell us a joke. If it's not funny, you're going into, like, the fourth level of Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
You're going into perpetual suffering if you don't make me giggle.
Yeah. So
if you can't make me fucking laugh,
then you don't deserve
being
to live.
Fed to the dogs. You know, and I got 500 chihuahuas out back. Get fucked.
You know the hellhounds in Alcatraz? There's three of them. They're just like your chances, dumbass. What's named
Princess, Daisy, and Bubblegum? They'll beat your fucking ass. I got bit by a pit bull, by the way.
You want a purple heart?
Yeah, dude, because its name was Cupcake and it bit my shoulder. You know what? I want a fucking award.
I want a cookie right now in my hand, right now. Freshly warm, out of mom's oven.
No, please teleport into my hand.
No. Glass of milk of with it. Oven.
Oh.
Whoa.
But, God, I would kill for a bag of Chips Ahoy right now.
Dude, crunchy or chewy?
Dude, crunchy. Are you fucking kidding me? What do you think? I have no teeth?
Do you think
I just gum cookies, dude? What do you think?
You think I gum cookies?
I think I just like, take my dentures out and start numbing on cookies, bro? You're fucking weird, bro.
Ew. You fucking,
you like, do you think I'm like Play-Doh, bro? You're fucking wrong, dude.
You're so old, bro. Why are you even here, dude?
You're so old, dude. Go back to your family, bro. Whoa, is that fucking blackface, dude?
My God, smiling friends, bro.
Bro, is that fucking blackface, dude?
Whoa.
No, I'm an actual demon from the woods. This is just my face. Get the fuck out of here, man!
Bro, I remember seeing the episode or seeing a part of an episode where there was a mad scientist like chilling in the room and he's laughing hard as fuck, and then the guy opens up. He's like, hey, me and Suzanne are trying to watch a movie and you're kind of being loud as fuck right now.
Yeah. Like, you need to shut the fuck up. Yeah. And then he like makes an egg in like a weird like creature with a sperm and an egg. Yeah. And the thing comes where he's like, hello daddy, hello daddy, hello daddy.
Yeah. And he's like,
you created life.
Bro, next thing you know, the guy's like, dude, seriously, you need to just get the fuck out.
Like, yeah, he starts, I just know it's a rotoscope too, so it just looks like shit.
Dude, oh my god. I love Smiley Friends, but I don't watch it. Though. I haven't watched it too much, but I'm Pim. That's who I am.
Do you kiss your dad on the mouth?
No, I'm not Tom Brady's kid.
No, you don't watch it. Mouth wide open. Yo, chill. Okay, this could be a really fucked up joke.
Uh-huh.
Fuck. So you know how Tom Brady sells, like, drink packets? Like, flavored water?
Don't tell me he flavors his cum.
I was gonna say, do you think he, like, that shit comes out with, like pink lemonade or, like, the Tom Brady tropical fucking punch?
Tom's like, tropical punch?
Bob's tropical punch, TB12 touchdown.
TB12.
It's just blue raspberry. It's just called the deflate game.
Oh my god, dude! But you
know what music you listen to?
That would, yo. Speaking of music, that would be, imagine, dude. He was walking out to
listen
fucking
to
comedy.
The fucking food.
Bro, he was having Future as his like walkout music for the comedy special that he had, or the roast.
Really?
Yeah, he had the Metro and Future song. Like, there's a lot of Metro and Future, but I think it's from.
I don't listen to.
You don't listen to Future Hendrix?
So I don't really know.
Sensational.
No, dude, I don't listen to rap anymore.
Bro, Future is hard.
I will go.
Coding Crazy
is
literally.
I will go on my Spotify right now.
Bro, speaking of which, tell me your amount of like songs, and I will shit on yours. Guaranteed.
Will you?
Yeah, for the base amount.
9,700.
13,511, homie.
And I know your ass is only listening to like 12 of them on repeat.
Nah, I have a playlist that sometimes can get up, or like whenever I make playlists, Connor, sometimes they can easily wrap up into like the fucking 200-300s before I realize I need to like try to stop.
I do the same shit though.
Like I just like music, bro. Like since we're getting into music talk right now, it started off as a guilty pleasure, but it is becoming too much of something that I like.
Mm-hmm. Which is
wow. Fucking Sexy Red, dude.
Oh,
what, dude, listen, bro, listen to Grape Trees with Chief Keef and fucking, what is it, Sexy Red, bro. Shit's hard as fuck. She calls herself the Ratchet Hood Princess, bro, in a cool ass way.
Do you want
she
me to read off?
Ghetto as shit, do though.
To, you want me to read off the shit that I listen to?
Now you were just talking about Knocked Loose, so you're probably like Brendan's like listening habits where it's like fucking metal and like hard dude, rock.
You're close. I have, so Spotify has a thing called the day list.
I saw that updates. You're doing that. I was looking at mine more recently too,
dude. It says I listened to rocker and screamo on Friday nights. Here's some siren rocker screamo, rapped self-help and post-hardcore, and then Schemo Warped Saturday afternoon. You listen to Molgoth and Rock Out on Saturdays in the afternoon. Here's some Screamo Warped rocking on Molgoth headbanging and Rock Out.
Dude,
it's just a lot of emo and goth. Siren, Mayhem, Lilith, Molgoth, Rage, and Rocker.
You want to know what mine is right now? I have a Hubris Geeky Evening. You listen, yeah, while I was at work, I was listening to 2010s and rap in the evening, so I was having Geeky, Vampiric, Hubris, Gyat, Tough, and Carefree.
The fuck?
Yeah, Gyat is apparently a fucking thing you can use to label music.
What is Gyat?
Gra. In this shit, I be going hard.
I don't know what that is. That's like, that's the weird part.
That's a Ice Spice.
Old school emo anthem quartet,
that's what
teen
I want,
angst,
what I really,
teen
really
rock.
Want is a Spice Girl. Ziggy Ziggy, I'm in my whole.
Oh, I'll like unfortunately listen to Ice Spice. If I have aux at a party, and like I hand off the phone to somebody, they're gonna play fucking Ice Spice.
Bro.
Every time it's Deli.
Dude, I'm gonna be honest though, Sexy Red, you gotta get on that train. Low key, you get on it, you're gonna be liking her shit, bro.
I don't like rap.
You like Uzi, bro.
I don't like Uzi anymore, bro. I have not listened to Uzi.
You don't even like Werewolves, dog?
No, that's the thing. I just don't in general.
Bro, that's Bring Me the Horizon. That's literally what fucking Werewolves is.
With the album though,
you didn't like
I listened to the one with Bring Me the Horizon, and that's it.
Bro, you don't listen to T-Choppa like that though? Because I know we were talking about T-Choppa and that you were listening to him before and everything.
Wait, say that again?
T-Choppa, you don't be listening to him?
Oh, dude, I remember, yeah.
He's got a new song called Violence out. That's pretty fire. What's that?
You were supposed to have him on.
Yeah, I was talking to him, but it just fell through. Just because, I was talking with him, but I also was, kind of just asking him. Asking without, having, anything kind of leading up. So it was just it would be kind of awkward, low-key. Yeah. But,
I mean, shit'll fall through, but we can reach out to him again.
Yeah, we can easily be able to try to get some other people on as well too. I know a good amount of different other indie artists as well too, as well as Yume as well too. But from people that I had met personally, I know some that would probably be very intrigued in trying to share their insights and trying to see what the podcast would be about.
Yeah, for sure. And I have a few artists that I've talked to personally that I think would enjoy. I'll bring it up to them. I'll ask them.
That would be really cool. Yeah, if you wanted to show them some of our stuff.
Yeah, of course. I'll send, because there's three in mind right now. Violin Vera, that whole thing fell off. That's gone. She blocked everyone on Snap, so I don't. That's gone.
She blocked everybody, bro.
Yeah, there's Eternal Sunshine. There's Miss Illiterate, which she's incredible. Miss Illiterate is incredible. Think Paramore and Evanescence mixed into one.
That's pretty dope.
And
I'm gonna be for real.
I was thinking, I could text the Animal Plastics, or I could reach out to Secrets. Oh, I'll text one. I'll text him tonight. See what happens.
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck.
So, you listeners, love you to death. Next time you tune in, there might be a special guest. Who the fuck?
We just gonna get it in the pot and figure it out.
If we ever figure it out.
That's true. We'll get to there.
It's a rocky road.
Not the ice cream, baby, but it is a rocky road.
Fuck, what? Rocky road ice cream? What are you talking about?
You said it's a rocky road. I said it's not like the ice cream.
Is there an ice cream called Rocky Road?
Oh my god, Connor.
Dude, I don't know.
Look the fucking thing up.
Alright, I'm looking at it. Damn, okay, I'm looking it up.
Oh my god, how do you not know about this?
Rocky Road ice cream?
Rocky Road ice cream.
It's just what? Almonds and chocolate?
It's like peanut butter and chocolate, I believe. Like chunks, like little chunks.
Marshmallows as well.
Oh, yeah.
That's like too much. That's like too much.
It's a rocky road. That's like a sugary, like creamy version. Hot creamy.
That's a heart attack, dude. That's a heart attack. I don't even eat ice cream anymore. I don't eat ice cream, don't drink soda. I just do my own thing. Like, I just fucking rock out with your cock out.
Okay.
Like, I would say. I don't know, since we last filmed an episode, I've done some things personally, that have to do with tattoos and piercings, because I've absolutely given up. We love needle therapy around here.
Oh.
We strongly support needle therapy.
Are your nipples pierced?
I know you want to check.
What?
Hope you like this. The taste of salty coins and milk. That video has plagued me since I was a young child on the internet.
God.
Oh my fucking god, dude. Instagram back then.
Dude, meatspin.com fucked me up as a
Don't
kid.
Even. Spin.com, Blue Waffle, fucking Omegle, dude.
Dude, Blue
Waffle. What's going on, dude?
Bro, speaking of Omegle, that's how I met the music people that we could easily be able to have on. There's like somebody that literally could be turning into fucking Hans Zimmer if they really wanted to just work on figuring out different like music scores, because they're just that like good at like ear sound of just like what they like to hear, to where they get to like have other people like fuck with their shit. Like the guy's name in particular, his actual name is Cal, but he goes by Westbound or WSTBND. He has an album out just in general that I got to listen to a little bit before it came out. But just in general, a really good album to check out called The Red Eye. I had that album as like a banner on my Twitter for the longest time because the art is so fucking sick to me.
That's what that was.
Yeah, and what's it called though? His music is just really good, and he also helped me get into CDL, like the watching Call of Duty League and everything like that, like get into Comp COD, and then just also like getting more like familiar with like the game just in general too.
I haven't even touched COD since 2019, I'll be honest.
I'm still a gamer at heart, man. Like, Elden Ring is, like, I beat, the original, like, game before DLC, I beat it in, like, 2 weeks. Dude, granted, I also had help with, so like, people.
In the base game.
Yeah, I did a Dex Bleed. I was gonna try to do a mix of, like, incantations and, or, like, incantation sorcery with,
Spell and physical, Dex?
But, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I'm on the DLC. I'm on the DLC right now. I killed the dancing lion. Killed the dancing lion. Heard and get shit on. Renala? The Twin Moon Knight.
What level are you?
I beat. I'm 128.
Oh, yeah, you're getting fucked. I went in 140. One or 150. Like,
I have 2 Scatter Tree Blessings.
Dude, you're fucked. You just gotta level up, dude. You gotta get in the fucking game, bro. You gotta you gotta be like 150 plus for like all of them. I'm being for real. I did every single DLC boss except for Promise Consort Radahn, who I'm still fucking stuck on right now. I literally whatever I've been able to play and after getting to him. Which has been over 5 different times in days, by the way, playing. Not, like, in-game time days, but, like, different times of getting on the game. 5 days, bro. Yeah, I still have yet to fucking beat him. I looked up an OP way of doing it to where I could use, like, a larval tier or whatever to be able to, like, in turn be able to, what's it called? Help us, what is it? Just like be able to like burst them down really fast. It would be with impenetrable thorns and then having it be like 80 intelligence and then 80 faith, and then with using that and then also like having some other stuff kind of leveled up, we would be able to like fucking take dude out.
Like, dude, that's the thing. I'm on my build right now. It's jump R2. Just jump big heavy sword, make dude damage.
Yeah, that
make
dude
do good work.
Die Hard literally talks about how he plays by that logic of just a buddy of mine. He also goes by Boogie too, but he was talking about how he finds out like bigger sword, it's gotta mean bigger damage. Because it just makes sheer sense of just, like, the item being like that.
Oh, yeah. And I've had enough. I have a death counter. Renala, I'm at 113.
Really? Dude, Mesmer, whenever you get to him, he's a fucking dick. He moves like butter. He hits like a goddamn fucking freight train. And next thing you know, he's a ginger bitch like fucking Melania. So you're having a fucking dude. Yeah, dude. People have said between for...
No, she's a shitter.
Dude, shut up. I only beat her once with 2 people that were having fucking brains. Not a fucking dude. Mimic in myself. I cannot do
no
that
mimic
myself.
To her?
I raw dogged, dude. Let me tell you something. For my playthrough of the original game, I did not use or have a mimic until after I beat the Elden Beast. I didn't know fuck. I didn't even know where the fuck to go. Nobody told me shit. On Discord, I literally had my fucking stream up. Next thing you know, nobody's telling me about, hey, you should try to go to the Starfall Crater. Maybe you should try to check that thing out. Because then, in turn, it brings you down to Noxtella, where, in turn, with going in Noxtella, or I think it's Voltrox, or whatever, one of the names of the fucking places that's, like, underground, you're able to get between the Mimic Tier, and then the fight for the Mimic Tier is actually kind of fun. Because you're able to just, like,
because you fight yourself, but if you take all your clothes off and get rid of your weapon, the thing's just going to fucking punch you. It's a cheese fight.
Speaking of losing my clothes and what's it called, not understand or not like really understanding why I needed to do it, other than like for the mimic, I kind of made sense with it. Was the three fingered or the three frenzy fingers
that gave me the bracing hug? Dude.
I didn't, but I didn't even have the gold sew needle, bro. So in turn, I didn't even get that shit off. I'm a frenzy flame Elden Lord, homie. That's what I am.
You just want to be the enemy, huh?
I didn't mean to.
Just want to be the bad boy, huh?
Dude, I saw people doing a jumping puzzle going down, and I said, yo, that looks like a fun time. Just because that's going to be a lot more fun than like getting dicked down by fucking bosses in the game.
Jesus.
I understand I'm a very interesting man in the way I explain things, but let me tell you, I get a chuckle and you get a little burst of happiness. So, and is it really like bad that I do it?
Makes me smile.
You know what they say? If you can make him smile and giggle, you can make that ass clap and jiggle, baby. Yes, sir. Oh my god,
dude! Oh, that will also be something we have to refinish the quote board that we have.
Oh yeah,
I'll just put in my daily ones too because I forgot it. I forgot it. God, dude, the muscles right now.
All right, chill out, you fucking narcissist.
Dude, what you mean?
I'm just a. I'm a Greek demigod.
What are you talking about?
what are you talking about? Narcissists.
Yo, get shit on, boy.
All right, chill out, Randy Orton.
Your mama gave me butterfly kisses. Your mama gave me butterfly kisses on my nipples.
Your mom Eskimo kissed my dick.
On that note. On the note of someone's mom giving Eskimo kisses, we will be back.
We will be back
in the foreseeable future.
At a point in time, there will be another iteration of the scuffed episode and scuffed wording. You don't know what Eskimo kisses are?
Right.
Eskimo kisses are with like your nose.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, like when that's Eskimo kisses, because you can't like try to kiss with your mouth like for being an Eskimo in the Arctic. Because shut up, you fucking
On that note, I'm not calling this a comeback because the last time I called it a comeback, yeah. We left for 8 months. So
this is a see you later.
We are see you latering. Check all of our socials.
Thank you. We will update you guys for coming out. If you guys watched and listened all the way through, appreciate you guys a lot. Thank you. And we shall catch you in the next one. I am very excited and happy about it. We got different plans and different things to talk about in private and on camera.
See you.
Patreon and on not on Patreon. So, in turn, ladies and gentlemen, we shall catch you later. Bye.
I love you.
Love you too.